You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, this is Chip, and this is the April 30th episode. On the last 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, number 127, I suggested that the mystery of the Doctor, who's at once the same man and 11 different men, was part of the reason this show has lasted for almost 50 years and has a devoted fan following. I'd like to expand on that today, and I hope you'll let me know if you'll agree. One of the easy answers to the question about Doctor Who's longevity is the fact that it's not limited to any one genre. Contemporary England one week, England on a space whale the next, World War II England the next, sometimes horror, sometimes comedy, sometimes soap opera. And I do have some personal experience with that kind of storytelling appeal. When I was a teenager and heavily into role-playing games like Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, first edition, some of my friends created a years-long mashup storyline, taking our characters through time and space in parallel worlds. A little Battletech here, a little Warhammer 40k there, and just a bit of Car Wars and Lovecraft and Marvel Comics. At the time, it was fantastic. I thought about writing it up and seeing if my friends wanted to sell it to a publisher, and that notion obviously fell down pretty quickly, because self-indulgent really doesn't begin to describe it. Just because you can do anything doesn't mean that an audience has the slightest interest in following you. There has to be a pivot point to the story, something you can hold on to. Doctor Who's pivot point is, obviously, the Doctor himself. Everything and everyone around him changes constantly, but he's the heroic center of the story. Sometimes less successfully than others, that character reflects his contemporary audience's needs and tastes, and keeps the audience hooked in. And rather than hitting a plateau beyond which the character can't grow, or an audience gets bored, the role's recast and a new pivot point's established. But here's the tricky bit. The storytelling Aikido that keeps the show vital. Most people don't indiscriminately love every Doctor. They have their favorites. And while having a rotating lead character keeps things fresh, because it's also the same character, longtime fans can look for hints of their Doctor in the current one's performance and stories. Or, if they're unhappy with what they're getting today, they know that all they have to do is wait a few years, because the circle turns again. Because the Doctor is the same, but different, fans get to meet a new friend they already know. It's the comfort of a lasting marriage, continually infused with new relationship energy. And that's why this little family science fiction show has half a century of fandom that's still growing. And that's the April 30th 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. Up next is going to be a review of the second part of the Weeping Angels two-parter, brought to you from Ross from the fantastic Creeping with Armstrong podcast. He and I and a cast of thousands were also part of Television Zombies episode 125, an hour-long discussion of all things The 11th Hour and Doctor Who. Check that out as well. And hey, you can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com, no punctuation, and on Facebook or Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord. Thanks a lot for listening.